This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Take the children and yourself.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Ide on this Monday, 27th of March, 2017. A lot of news today about what is happening within the cities and a developing civil war. And as I've been talking about Uber a little bit yesterday and the revelations that we got over the weekend, it wasn't just simply that one accident in Tempe, Arizona. What we learned was that these Uber cars cannot drive more than a mile. It's like 0.8 miles, okay, 3/4 of a mile before a human has to intervene. So when they talk about the car not really being at fault, you know, you have the whole issue of defensive driving and that sort of thing. But there's a much larger issue beyond just the fact of whether or not these cars can work. And, of course, they'll get the bugs ironed out of them eventually. What my concern is that they're not really going to work, especially if they want to talk about autopilot. That is never going to work unless they get all the human drivers off of the road. Because only if these things are working in a little control grid where the central computer controls everything will it work. And that's the problem, the centralization of control of our transportation. So we look at this story that's on the Drudge Report today. Thousands of Americans are fleeing the big cities. Understand that the bigger context of this whole self-driving issue is Agenda 21. And it all, the motivation of people wanting to get out, of course, it's always a better lifestyle there. This has always been something people have strived for. We've had Thomas Jefferson talk about how big cities in his time were a threat to the health, the wealth, and the liberty of mankind. And, of course, it's no different now. It does threaten your health and your money. It's expensive to live there. And it takes away your liberty to live there as well, to be packed like sardines. But they want us packed like sardines. And so we look at these self-driving car companies, these robo-taxi companies, whether it's Uber, whether it's Lyft. The Lyft CEO did a very long blog post where he was talking about where this is all headed. And, of course, the guy was an urban planner. Urban planners don't like cars because cars can take you out of their domain. They want to keep you confined in their cities. And that's why the government picks those kinds of people to plan our cities. They want to confine you into the cities. That's the UN agenda, Agenda 21. They've renamed it, expanded it, given it a more specific date, and called it the UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainability. That's now what UN Agenda 21 is operating under. So now they're now pushing, they've got a more certain date that they're pushing for. This has always been kind of fuzzy, 2020, 2025, 2030. Now they're saying, 2030, we're going to have it there. So we see that happening, and at the same time, we have this other article at Infowars.com. British Special Forces are now going to be deploying to the streets of London permanently. They're not going to get off of there, okay? And as they put on the subtitle here on our site, the police state continues to expand through a problem reaction solution. See, they created the problem. They created the problem of mass migration, creating a civil war within our borders. And, of course, that's the rest of the stories that we're looking at. That's the whole ball of wax. So we look at the globalism from the top, and we see TPP. We see the transatlantic partnership as well as the trans-Pacific partnership. We understand that, I think, now because of Donald Trump. He made that very clear to people. He shut that down. But there's another struggle that is going on within our country. It is a political struggle for power. And it is a struggle of demographics that they have created. And so when you look at what's happening here in London, this is a demographic problem that they created. They brought in numbers that could not be assimilated, a massive number of people who did not want to be assimilated. They wanted to remain separate. They self-ghettoized into these areas. And it's going to be the second generation that is going to be more dangerous because they're going to be very resentful of the fact that they see they're living in a different standard of living than the rest of the people around them. They don't remember where this came from. Yeah, there's going to be a civil war. We're going to break down these articles, but that's really kind of the nexus of what's going on. We're also going to talk about the failure to repeal Obamacare. What does that mean? Where did that come from? And where do we go next? We'll also take your calls. I want to get your opinions on it. But in the next segment, we're going to have, at the bottom of the hour, Alex Jones is going to be joining us with a report. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Monday, March 27th, 2017. One of the stories at InfoWars today is Daniel Greenfield says the Civil War is here. Now, he's talking about a political civil war, but when I look at the news today, this is what we're truly seeing. Of course, it's not just a political civil war. Yes, things have heated up more than we've seen in our lifetime, but there is a civil war that is being engineered by the open borders and the mass migration. We can see this in the other articles. One of them is on Drudge Report right now from InfoWars.com. Thousands of Americans are fleeing the big cities. It's a massive exodus out of the cities. Remember when everyone left the rural farms in the early 20th century and then went to the cities to find work as we needed fewer people to operate the farms? And, of course, there were other issues that happened with agriculture, with the Dust Bowl and the Depression, that sort of thing. But they moved to the cities. Now they're starting to move away. Why? Well, I think they understand what is coming. It's not just the fact that it's expensive, it's dirty, it's crowded, it takes away your freedom. No, they're moving away because they're concerned about what is coming. I think people intuitively understand this. And we've talked multiple times, I have, about The Fourth Turning by Strauss and Howe. These are a couple of historians, demographers. They invented the term millennials. They saw a cycle going back about 500 years going through American and English history. They saw a cycle about every 80 years, and they broke the 80-year cycle into four generations, and they see us at that fourth turning right now, a point in time about every 80 years, like we had with the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, the New Deal, and now we see another major change coming. That's one of the reasons why Bannon, advisor to Donald Trump, said we need to deconstruct this regulatory state. And I was very surprised at the tactic that the Trump administration took by joining on with Paul Ryan, who does not want to deconstruct the regulatory state when it comes to Obamacare. When we look at that, they were going to leave it in place and essentially rearrange the deck chairs on this, what we ought to call Titanic care. Look, this whole government-run health care is headed for an iceberg. And Donald Trump pointed that out after the thing failed. He said, yeah, this is going to crash. It's going to be bad. The plan that was created by Paul Ryan was simply going to slow it down so that maybe that would happen on somebody else's watch rather than this current administration. And meanwhile, they would rearrange the deck chairs, play musical chairs to see who's going to be in charge of this. It needs to be shut down. It needs to be stopped. They need to reverse course. It's not something that's easily done. There's a lot of momentum in government. But when we look at the different phases that they were talking about, understand that there was phase one, which is going to get rid of some of the things with the essential health benefits and some of these other things. But they were still going to say, we're still going to define what essential health benefits are for you in Washington. We're still going to define your health care for you. Then they say, but in phase two, the Health and Human Services Secretary, HHS Secretary, Tom Price, is going to have some capability to make changes. And he's got a lot of things that he can do because he's got this regulatory power. Why does he have that? He shouldn't have that. We shouldn't have a health czar. Because if Tom Price can fix some of this stuff with the wave of his hand and his pen and his phone, then guess what? We're going to have another dictator who's going to come along with a different administration or even a different HHS guy within the Trump administration. Who knows? When you set up somebody with dictatorial powers like this, and this is a problem throughout the government, when we have this committee that's going to look at, Jared Kushner is going to now look at how to change Washington. One of the things they need to look at is how do we get rid of this regulatory state that is running our country in Washington. Congress isn't running the state. That's why both Nancy Pelosi and Paul Ryan can say, well, we have to pass this bill and then we'll find out what's in it. They weren't being cynical. They weren't being stupid. They were telling you, and Americans weren't listening, that they don't write the rules. The regulatory agencies write the rules. You can see that with the Dodd-Frank bill. They created the Dodd-Frank bill, and they created this massive bureaucracy, regulatory agency, and then they're waiting for this thing to crank out the rules. And yeah, tens of thousands of regulations, tens of thousands of pages of regulations these guys are going to be cranking out to control everything financially. Well, they want to control everything with your health care as well. And you wonder where that's headed? That's headed the same place that we have health care and food and everything else in Venezuela. So you want some Venezuelan health care? You want a czar in charge of your health care? Then keep this structure and just rearrange the deck chairs on it. That's not good enough. That's not good enough. So we see signs from within the Trump administration with Bannon and with Jared Kushner that they want to make some major structural changes, a key structural change that you have to make is to say that we're not going to allow the permanent, entrenched, unaccountable regulatory agencies to run our lives. You see, once we turn this over to them and it becomes regulatory law, then an agency like the EPA can come in and say, well, we're going to say that if you haven't gotten a permit from us, even though you got a permit from the state and the local government, and you got an 8-acre ranch like this individual in Montana did, and he got permits from the state and local government, he built a pond on his property, and they came in and said, well, we didn't approve it. We don't like what you did. So we're going to assess fines against you of $37,000 a day. And he says, well, first person would say, well, first of all, don't I get a trial? No, you don't, because it's regulatory law. With regulatory law, they say the prohibitions against making sure that the government gives you a trial, lets you defend yourself in court, gives you the presumption of innocence until proven guilty. None of that stuff applies with regulatory law. So the EPA, the IRS, the Obamacare, HHS, all these people can come after you and do whatever they wish, and then you have to sue them in court once they steal your money. And you don't have any prohibition against excessive fines. Look at the FAA when they said, we're going to register drones. And by the way, if you don't register your drone and we find out about it, we're going to assess a $25,000 fine against you. Do you think that's excessive? I do. But they say it's a civil violation, not a criminal violation. So the Bill of Rights doesn't apply. See how they play that fiction? It's the same principle that's involved in civil asset forfeiture, where they can imply that they think that your car or your house or your property had something to do with drugs at some point in time. Or maybe they have a dog that smells cocaine on your cash, because virtually all cash, as we know from studies, virtually all cash has a smell of cocaine on it for whatever reason. Maybe we should ask the CIA why that's so. They would know. But if they smell coke on your cash, they just take your cash. They charge your cash with a crime and they take it. And then you have to go to court and sue them, or they take your airplane, or they take your business, or your home, or your car. And they say that property is guilty, we think, in some way. And you have to prove that it isn't. So you have to prove the negative. You have to go without that property. And then if you've got enough assets left to sue them in court, it's a very long, drawn-out process. But they can just keep that without even charging you with a crime and call it civil asset forfeiture. So when we look at Obamacare, the greatest failure in my mind is the failure to understand that we have a dictatorial socialist system involved here that is going to tell us, it's going to run our lives out of Washington. It's going to determine what's good and what's bad. And of course, you might agree with most of the stuff that Donald Trump's administration says is good, but you're not going to agree when the next Democrat comes in. And, of course, the Democrats don't like what Donald Trump is going to do. We got to get back to a system where we have choices, where we have a marketplace. The only way that we're going to drive costs down in health care is if we get the government out of mandating it. The government cannot impose wage and price controls. Didn't we learn that with Richard Nixon? He was a Republican. He was foolish enough to do that. It was wrong. But when the government tries to centrally plan the economy, it fails. Look at the Soviet Union. Look at Venezuela. Look at Washington, D.C. We have to stop trying to centrally plan the economy. That's why it should have been repealed completely. We don't want to depend. Phase two was all about the HHS czar using his dictatorial powers out of Washington to fix it. Do you see the problem? If he was able to, quote unquote, fix it, then it would become fixed in place. It would become a fixture in Washington. That's what we saw with the Department of Education. Ronald Reagan was going to get rid of the Department of Education. He failed to do that. He made it bigger. It became fixed in place. It became a fixture. Are we better served when it comes to education today? No, we're not. We pay more. We get less. We get things like Common Core. We get things like manipulation of tranny bathrooms now from Washington. Why are we allowing this to happen? And why are we going to war with the only people who really understood that we've got to repeal this entire dictatorial infrastructure? And that's the House Freedom Caucus. They stood strong and against that. They're not the problem. The Democrats are not the solution. Turning to the Democrats for tax reform, I don't even know what to say about that. That is so off the wall. I don't know how in the world we're going to get tax reform from Democrats. Taxes are their raised on debt. That's what they justify. That's how they fund their expansive government, is with taxes. We are not going to get tax reform from the Democrats. So I want you to weigh in, tell me what you think about this failure of the, and again, as I say, it wasn't so much a political failure as it was a failure to recognize what the root of the problem is. The root of the problem is the fact that we're going to leave essential health benefits in and just tweak them. That we're going to leave the power of the HHS secretary in, and we're going to say that that's even going to be a way to fix it. No, it's not. Paul Ryan never wanted to get rid of Obamacare. Paul Ryan was there as a backup plan with Mitt Romney in case Barack Obama didn't win. They were going to put in RomneyCare. They had already done Obamacare in Massachusetts with Ted Kennedy. They wanted the government to run our health care. They wanted the government to take over a fifth of the economy or whatever the, it's a large ratio, but they wanted that to happen. Paul Ryan has opposed every reform, and he's been very clever about it. This is just his most recent way of opposing it. And we have to get to the bottom of what the problem is. The problem is not how much it costs. We had a revolutionary war over a 3% tax on tea because they didn't like the structure. We got rid of the TPP because we didn't like the structure. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
They say you can't take on the man and win. That one small company doesn't stand a chance against the corporate behemoths with all their money and lawyers. But they don't know Harry's. How's Harry's done it? Simple. By owning the factory and selling directly to you. Harry's sells their incredible razor blades online. They ship directly from their site to you and do it for a lot less. And while those other guys rake in huge profits, Harry's passes the savings directly back to you. The result? A quality shave and more money in your pocket. Don't believe it? Try Harry's for yourself, for free. Just pay $3 in shipping when you sign up. Your set comes with a razor, shave gel, travel cover, and a post-shave balm. That's an almost $20 value, free. There's no catch and no commitment. You can cancel anytime. And quality is always guaranteed. So go to Harry's.com now and enter code 5000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 5000. Again, 5000.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Monday, March 27th, 2017. Today we see the stock markets plunging. We heard John McCain crowing over the weekend in Brussels about how much he loves the New World Order and the European Union, and we need to have closer, tighter ties between the U.S. and European Union for the New World Order. They're feeling very good because of what happened with health care, the failure to repeal. And I think we need to not feed this by panicking about that. And I would even say the same thing to the Republicans in Washington. Look, Donald Trump didn't win every primary, right? He didn't win every state in the election. But you can still win overall, and we've got a lot of things coming up. We can still regroup. We can still, if they want to, repeal Obamacare. And the sooner they do that, the better. But Alex Jones is going to be talking about what's going on with the stock market. Of course, we've been telling you a long time, this was a sucker rally. It was looking for a pin so that they could pop it and take advantage of everybody who was suckered in terms of optimism. Everybody understood that Donald Trump was going to be better for business than any Democrat would have been. So there was a lot of optimism. They manipulated that optimism into another stock market bubble. And now the first time something happens that they can say, look, it's not going to happen, then they use that pin to burst the bubble and take their profits. That's what's really going on. So don't lose heart. We haven't lost the war. We simply lost a primary or a battle or whatever you want to call it. Now, before we go back to the news, I want to read one of the reviews that we've got at InfoWarsLife.com. We have a lot of reviews there. If you want to know about our products, take a look at the reviews. We've got thousands of reviews on these products, what people talk about, what they do for them, and the experiences that they had with it. And here's one. This is our review of the day here. Survival Shield X2. This is from Darren. So the most alive I felt in 20 years. Began using X2 back in January 2015. The first week was a detox. Had a few headaches, some cleansing issues. But since then, I've never missed a day without a dropper's worth. The clarity, alertness, overall healthier feeling has been critical in my interactions with others. I've awakened many people in the past 3 years, and I credit it to the fire, the spark I exude, largely in part to X2, Mineral Fusion, Secret 12, and most recently, Caveman. I feel the best I've felt in 20 years. Thanks, Alex, Dr. Group. God bless you all. And if you want to take advantage of some of the specials that we've got, we have 30 to 40% off for limited time. We've extended it now one final day. This is going to end. 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food at InfoWarsStore.com. This is the last day to get that discount. And as we look at storable food, you know, it's interesting to see how things come and go. We saw this massive optimism. It pumped into the stock market. Everybody started buying stocks on Wall Street. They stopped stocking up on food. They stopped stocking up on guns because they said, oh, great, we got somebody who supports the Second Amendment. We don't have to worry about that anymore. it's kind of interesting because we have this article at InfoWars.com from Michael Schneider. Thousands of Americans are fleeing the big cities. It's on the Drudge Report. Subtitle, why are so many people suddenly moving away from major U.S. cities? He said, recently I wrote about the mass exodus happening out of the state of California. He said, many experts are completely mystified by this seismic demographic shifts that we're now witnessing. Now, here's some examples, some data points here. He says, counties containing Chicago, Detroit, Baltimore were the biggest population losers in the U.S. from 2015 to 2016, according to the Census Bureau. Cook County, Illinois, where Chicago is the county seat, had the largest population loss of any county in the country from 2015 and 2016. Cook County alone had a quote-unquote domestic immigration loss of more than 66,000 people. I should say migration, not immigration. But 66,000 people left Cook County, Chicago. Now, as I pointed out before, I said Jefferson said big cities are a threat to the health, the wealth, and liberty of man. So people have always looked for a way to get out of cities. That's why cars are so important to us, because they give us a chance to, if we have to work in the city, to live outside of the city, to escape that, to get into the suburbs. We don't want to be in the urbs, okay? We don't want to be in the urban areas. But the urban planners want to keep us there. That's why they're coming up with a complete control lockdown grid of our transportation system and turning you into someone who doesn't even own a car. They want you to rent everything from a couple of companies. And they want to track everything that you do. They want to control everywhere that you go. But he's also pointing out what else is behind this. And this is what we've been talking about here at InfoWars for quite some time. He said others, however, are moving away from large cities because they're deeply concerned about where things are ultimately headed in this country. People like Doug Casey, who we've interviewed on InfoWars multiple times. He has crisis investing. He believes that we could soon see a civil war set off by a financial collapse. Casey sees a coming crisis equal or worse than the Civil War. He says, in the U.S. right now, there seems to be so much antagonism, it's almost like pre-Civil War. He thinks that a financial collapse will be the trigger. It's going to come down eventually. I'm worried about that, but we're in a situation where the country seems like it's just before a civil war. And then we see story after story of the political civil war that is beginning. That's why I said, We understand where this is headed. We are at a juncture, folks, and we better pay attention. Stay with us. Alex Jones is going to be right back. He's going to talk about the drop in the stock market.
The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I'm Alex Jones, and this is an emergency transmission from the Central Texas News Center in Austin. It's Monday, March 27th, 2017. I'm Alex Jones with a breaking report for our viewers and listeners that affects every man, woman, and child on the planet. The globalists have been admitting for the last 3 years they were planning in 2017, 2018 to have a global downturn designed to bring in a world corporate government using the crisis to push a planetary Marshall Plan. We've been hearing this for at least, I said 3 years, about 4 or 5 years from Davos, pushing that $100 trillion plan every decade based on carbon taxes to, quote, restart the global economy and also taxes on electronics and machines and, quote, robots. That's all being pitched as pro-human. It's the opposite. And I've been pointing out that nationalism all over the world and good movements inside our intelligence agencies have been pushing to try to actually have a prosperous, growing economy, not a post-industrial economy, as the United Nations has called for in the Rio de Janeiro Compact of 1992, called, of course, Agenda 21. Now we have Agenda 2030 that they've put out that's even more draconian. Here comes Trump. Here comes all the other movements saying, no, we're going to have a world built for people, built on prosperity, built on growth, if you want to work hard. They have been in Bloomberg and in other financial papers for months. We've shown you this, trying to destroy the Trump rally, doing everything they can to say he's a loser, he's not going to deliver, nationalism's going to fail. They've had hundreds of articles, the Financial Times of London, BBC, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, saying that if they fail to block Trump and this prosperity, that people will then get into prosperity and free market and not collectivism, not globalism, and they're dead. You've seen those headlines everywhere. Global government's in trouble. It's collapsing. And they say prosperity's the enemy. And I pointed out, how arrogant is that to try something like that and then to think that they'll get away with it? But again, they have the MSM openly trying to plunge the economy while they sit there and tell you that the economy goes down is Trump's fault. It's incredible. It's kind of like saying that Obamacare is now the fault of Trump. He's been in 60-something days, and they're on the news saying because he didn't get it repealed in just the first month he was trying, that he's a failure. It took him 3 years to pass Obamacare. It took him 5-6 years to even start implementing all of it. So here we are, ladies and gentlemen, in the middle of this. And quite frankly, I don't think Trump should have supported the Paul Ryan bill. It was better than Obamacare. It killed the death spiral. It does not make you get health care. That's a big plus. But quite frankly, that's the first big strike against Trump. I didn't like what he did. Neither did Matt Drudge, neither did our own David Knight. I mean, anybody that knew the legislation knew it was not a good idea. It's better than the other. Absolutely true. Could have gotten changed in the Senate. Could have gotten made better. I see what the president's doing, trying to get stuff done. That's better, at least, about 80% better. The problem is they're now driving that as a failure and saying he's dead duck, he's lame duck. Never before has a president done what he's done in just the first 50 days. Do I have to list all the numbers in the stock market, $3 trillion, $300 billion announced small job incentives, the best small job numbers since the peak of the 1984 Reagan recovery? Should I keep listing everything else? Defeating political correctness, starting to secure our borders. Everything the globalists hate. That's why they're so angry. But now, the Trump stock market rally is under siege. CNN. That's the big headline. The stock market's plunging today. And they're saying it's Trump's fault and openly trying to kill confidence. Under Obama, we had a horrible economy. Everything he did was pure gold, though. He was the reason the sun was shining, that birds were singing. But then Trump over-delivers his first 60-something days, and they are piling on that it's all over, trying to kill confidence in the economy that's been coming from small business startups and people buying, going out shopping and things like that to get the economy moving. So if they're able to kill this recovery, and they're trying to kill it in Europe, what did they tell Brexit? They told Nigel Farage and others, you try to leave the unelected EU, you don't let us make all your laws and run you, we'll economically devastate you. And they've been trying to, but that only made the British madder because they're saying you're trying to hurt our economy because of our vote. Here they're not even as honest. They admit they want to plunge the economy, but don't openly threaten it. So remember who's doing this. Obama did Obamacare. The globalists are the ones trying to plunge the economy, and they're starting to have some success right now. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. The stock market rally is under siege, ladies and gentlemen, and it goes through the whole thing. Wall Street no longer believes President Trump's agenda is a slam dunk. Boom. You see? Man, that's treacherous. Man, that's crazy. The Dow slumped more than 125 points Monday morning as Trump's stunning failure to repeal and replace Obamacare has spooked investors. Stunning defeat when they can just keep trying and are going to succeed? If the losses hold and the Dow ends down, it could be an 8 straight down day. That hasn't happened since 2011. The market retreat is a reflection of rising fears on Wall Street. Let me go back over here and break this down for you. Ladies and gentlemen, they're saying he didn't travel the country and promote his repeal. He didn't blah, blah, blah. Obama pushed a bunch of lies how it was free and how it was a great deal and traveled the country for almost 3 years to pass it. But that didn't mean it was a good bill. The Republicans tried to block him from actually repealing it because they wanted to just bitch the last 7 years but not actually block it. And so he actually is rampaging forward to do exactly what we ask, and they call that failure. He's like a football team that just put 70-something points on the board. The other team, zero. They get a field goal, and we're hearing how the team at 70-plus points ahead are losers. That's the level of the mind control. Just like they said Trump was under surveillance. Then they said he never was, and Trump was crazy. Again, they're acting like you have no memory. Let's continue. So look at this. Wall Street no longer believes that Trump agenda is a slam dunk. And so there they are trying to demonize your economy. Boom. What I mentioned earlier, a new article out today. EU Observer. McCain, world cries out for U.S. and EU leadership. He means the corporate elites that have dominated and taken control of our governments and are picking winners and losers. He goes on to say the world cries out for America and European leadership throughout the EU and NATO. U.S. Senator John McCain said, in a new world order, that's a quote, thought that didn't exist, world government, in a new world order, under an enormous strain and in a titanic struggle with forces of radicalism, he helped fund Al-Qaeda, we stand by and lament what we've got to be involved, said McCain, a Republican presidential candidate. America is involved. It's just not selling us out to the IMF, the World Bank, the TPP, you name it. He goes on to say he trusts the EU, and they've got to weigh in and help get America back online, just like the communist president was at Davos 2 months ago and said he'd help get Trump and America in line. Absolutely outrageous. Bill Gates versus the robots. That's out of the Wall Street Journal. It's Bill Gates pushing robots and automation. But his answer is a global compact to tax robots to pay it into governments. So I love that. Governments will be funded, and the elites will be funded, as the socialist France and the communist China and everybody else converts to it, so the elites will make money off the robots that are taking our jobs. Isn't that just special? And then there'll be a government total obsession with having more and more robotics because they get funding from it. That's all then sold as an anti-robotics agenda. I'm not against robotics. I'm against how it's all being set up to displace humans by design, in their own words. Gowdy, Nunes briefs president on matters unrelated to Russian probe. Let's talk about that. Congressman Nunes, I called a hero last week for simply telling the truth that, of course, there's surveillance of the incoming president. Under law, there is, when they talk to foreign leaders. That's on the books. But the media claimed that hoax, that no one had ever spied on Trump, but he was insane. So Nunes will now be punished because he said the sky was blue. And now they're acting like, oh, can he be trusted in the Russian probe because, you know, he's a Trump supporter and met with the president. So now it's dirty for the House Intelligence Committee chairman to meet with the president, something that's totally normal. But they think you're politically illiterate. They believe you have the political education of a two-year-old. They believe you have the attention span of a goldfish. Member Gruber said, thank God you're so dumb. Thank God you have no attention span. And they just rain down these lies and these frauds, trying to kill an Americana restoration. People ask why I'm such a cheerleader for Trump. He's not perfect, but he really wants to restore the country. He really is America first. He really is trying to rebuild our nation and have a sovereign country. He really does want prosperity, and he's got the entire corrupt elite and the Republican Party and the foreign governments all against him. And anybody who sits there and sides with MSM and the big banks and runs down our president are the biggest idiots in the world, because you're not part of the power structure. 99% of the people that make snide remarks and make fun of me on Reddit, oh, I'm crazy, I believe in world government, I'm crazy, I think you're TV's watching you. Oh, I'm crazy. I think Trump's going to win. Oh, I'm crazy. The polls are fake. Oh, I'm crazy. There's cancer viruses in the vaccines. Oh, I'm crazy. Oh, I'm crazy. Oh, I'm not crazy. I'm actually informed. And then people misrepresent what I say and what I promote, but I'm telling the truth. And when I'm wrong, I admit it. Like when I said 15 years ago that people were crazy, you know, that like David Horowitz that said the left was going to merge with Islam and flood the West and enforce Sharia law and make us give up our rights to be compatible with them. It's all official now. So when I'm wrong, I'll tell you. But let me tell you, it's pretty damn rare. Continuing. Report. British Special Forces deploying to London streets permanently after terror attack. That's out of the Sun on InfoWars.com. Oh, so the government lets in millions of Islamists, most of them military-age men. They start attacking. Turns out this guy did get his orders from ISIS. Running people with a car, stabbing them. But that's okay. It's not related to Islam. But let's put troops on the street and have a police state. So leave your border open. Leave the tunnel open. Let folks flood in. But then, take take everybody else's rights. Video, Syrian refugees in Germany start street battle, chant Allah Akbar. Paul Joseph Watson, Infowars.com. This is just today. Look at this arrogant, totally entitled person. Just incredible. Sweden feminist leader, that means anti-human, says foreign rapists should not be deported because white Swedes are not deported as well. That's universal global citizenship, where the globalists collapse the third world, bring in incompatible groups, and then say you have no right to have them adopt anything in your culture. And then, what is it, something like 70% of the Islamicist invaders into Europe the last decade are on welfare and never get a job. It's higher in Germany. It's above 80%. Search engine it for yourself. And the UN admits it's to end Western culture. Now, you think about that, ladies and gentlemen. This is the left pushing a global racist cosmology, knowing the world's only 7% white. Probably even a lower percent. A lot of people identify as white who you could argue aren't. Whatever. I want everybody to be into liberty and freedom and ideas, regardless of what color. That's what unifies us. But the left doesn't want that. The social engineers don't want that. The big cold-blooded corporations can look at populations they want to control and dumb down and lower their wages, and they just play us off via race and religion because that's an easy way to control us, and the public's dumb and goes along with it. It really is incredible how a lot of people don't want real freedom or real prosperity. They just want to feel like they're in a group and feel like they're successful instead of actually standing for what's real. But here's the bottom line. They're plunging the stock market today, as they promised to do, to defeat our nationalist movement. Because if they can discredit nationalism and free market as the real engine of prosperity, they can sell collectivism and the nightmare that is command and control.
Absolutely right. And that's Alex Jones talking about command and control. When we look at that, nothing says that more clearly than the command and control that's being established with our transportation. Understand that's the first thing that a military force does, is make sure they've got lines of communication, lines of transportation, that they have supply lines set up. That's one of the reasons why Adolf Hitler created the interstate systems, one of the reasons why Eisenhower created the interstate system. He had, before the war, written a piece on how difficult it was to take a military convoy up the East Coast. He says nearly impossible. When they saw what the Germans had done, they built the interstate system. Well, they're building a different system now. This system is not designed, that they're building now, is not designed to make things expedient for you. It's designed to make things expedient for the government in terms of tracking you, in terms of taxing you, and for the corporations that are going to work with them, because this is a fascist plan. They're going to have the corporations make a lot of money for cooperating with these people who want to shut down our ability to move, to track everything that we do. And, of course, they're going to give them monopolies. We can see that happening. We'll talk about that in a moment. But again, this story that's up on InfoWars today and on Drudge Report, thousands of Americans are fleeing the big cities. Another, Greenfield says the Civil War is here. The Civil War is very different, he says, from this last one. There are no cannons, no cavalry charges. Well, not yet, anyway. The left doesn't want to secede. It wants to rule. Well, here's the deal. And this reflects back to why we want to see Obamacare repealed. The very structures of an HHS czar repealed. Not tweaked. Not moderately modified. Repeal that structure. You can't have a market-based system if you've got somebody in HHS that is going to be able to dictate these things to you with a regulatory environment. And that's only one part of the regulatory rule that we have out of Washington. That's what needs to be fundamentally changed. But when we look at the Civil War, remember that we had the American Revolution, right? When they declared independence, they said that government is there to protect our life and our liberty. Well, if we want our life and liberty protected, we need to get rid of this health czar. We need to get rid of Obamacare, the structures of Obamacare, the assumptions of Obamacare, the mandates, the taxes of Obamacare. As I said before, you replace the coercion with choice. You replace the mandates with markets. We can do this if we have information and power as consumers. It's not anything to brag about that we've added 20-some-odd million people to Obamacare insurance. That's nothing to brag about when you look at what has happened to the cost of people who are actually footing the bill. To the people who are paying for their insurance, who wanted insurance, who were able to choose the level of insurance that they could afford, now that's changed now. Now everybody's got insurance that they can't afford that's being shoved down their throat. because we have this command and control structure coming out of Washington. That is what has to change. It isn't the details. It isn't going to fix things to say, all right, now we're not going to mandate that single men get maternity care and have to pay for mammograms and so forth. That isn't going to fix it. What has to be changed is the fact that they have assumed unconstitutionally, regardless of what Justice Roberts did, they have assumed unconstitutionally that they can force you to buy the product of a private company and that they can dictate the terms of things from a HHS czar in Washington. That has to change. So when we look at this, we say, you know, government is created to protect life and liberty. And they said in the Declaration of Independence that when it destroys your life and liberty, like Obamacare, it is the right and the duty of the people to alter or abolish Obamacare. Or the government, if they won't do that. Because that's what we fought a revolution over. It was over a 3% tax on tea. Not because the tax on tea was such a high level that it was too onerous. But because we didn't have any say-so in how it was imposed. That's why we fought 1776. That's why Obamacare needs to be repealed, because it threatens our life and our liberty. And we will not allow that to stand. And so the civil war that is coming is going to be economically based. It is going to be demographically based. And it is starting now politically. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Monday, March 27th, 2017. I was just talking about secession, the article that we have on Infowars.com, Civil War is Here, and they talk a lot about secession, about California secession, that sort of thing. Look, Nigel Farage is working with people in California. I think secession is not war. We've been taught that in our schools because we've been given a distorted version of history. Secession does not have to equal war. We've had situations in Scandinavian countries where Norway and Sweden went peacefully their way. They went their separate ways. They joined. They went apart. Same thing with Copenhagen, part of that, then went their separate ways peacefully. You can split up peacefully. We had the Czechoslovakia split into the Czech Republic and Slovakia peacefully. They didn't have a war. You don't have to have a war. It's only if you get caught up in flags and empires that you have to have a war to maintain your pride of possession. So secession can be a pressure relief valve. And quite frankly, there is such a difference now between California and the rest of the country. I would like to see California, parts of California, secede and go their own way. Maybe they can join Mexico or Canada or whatever, or just be their own independent country. And other parts, if they choose to remain with the United States, allow them to remain. That was the situation at the time of the Civil War when Virginia seceded. West Virginia said, no, we want to stay. That was what really has been going on with Crimea, when Ukraine said we want to go our separate way, and Crimea said, well, we don't want to go with Crimea, we want to stay in Russia. And now they got a war. It doesn't have to be that way. It can be a pressure relief valve. And now we got this story that Kit Daniels gave me. He's going to comment on this as well. From the Atlantic, rewriting the rules of presidential secession. They keep putting this out there that Americans now have to face, at least the possibility, a tangible one, that the election itself was subverted by a hostile foreign power and league with winning presidential campaign with implications all the way down the ballot. What do we do if this proves to be the case? I've been asked this question a lot, he says. What? So we've been working on this continuity of government commission with Tom Mann, and his name is Norm Ornstein. He's been working with Tom Mann, working on presidential secession. See, that's what is really dangerous. The fact that these people are going to try to subvert our government. Just let them go their own way. Do their own thing. They have a completely different way of looking at things. When we look at what happened over the weekend with Reince Priebus, he goes on with Chris Wallace on Fox News. Chris Wallace is selling the Russians did it stuff subtly now. He says Priebus pulls up the article, the New York Times article, that says, look, the Trump team was wiretapped. And I thought it was absolutely amazing that Chris Wallace would push back and defend this whole Russians did it narrative and say, but it's about, it didn't say anything about Trump Tower. And he said, well, of course. It doesn't have to say anything about Trump Tower. They're looking at them everywhere. They're looking at the Trump transition team. It says whether they were inadvertently swept up or whether the names were unmasked. Chris, you don't know the full answer to that question. I don't either, said Priebus. But if people in the Trump transition were unknowingly surveilled, illegally unmasked on documents, which is what is being alleged out there, not even really being alleged, we know that's the case, I think it's a big problem. I think ultimately President Trump is going to be proven correct. This wasn't right. And so you got him going on fighting with Chris Wallace over the reality. See, facts don't matter. And I thought it was very interesting that this back and forth between Ted Koppel and Sean Hannity. And Sean Hannity is saying to Ted Koppel, it was a 45-minute interview. They chopped this thing up into a two-minute thing to do a hatchet job on Sean Hannity, which is why Alex Jones refuses to do these interviews, because he says they're going to chop this stuff up, which they did. And Sean Hannity would say, hey, we got to give some credit to the American people. They can distinguish between an opinion show and a news show. So we're going to play that clip for you in the next segment. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to point out the specials that we've got at InfoWars.com. We've got our last day on InfoWars Select Storable Food, 30 to 40% off. Very important to take advantage of that. That's going to be disappearing. And as we look at all of this concern, this unrest, the civil war, the collapsing stock market, don't get caught up in a Pollyanna attitude that everything is just fine. You always, no matter how good or even how bad things, you always need to be preparing, keeping your head down, preparing. This is the time to do it. 30 to 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $314.